the more on payout from the days. Amar Mar, a little more than halfway down the page. Second word of the line. Shalosh Shamash Mitosi Yofer Mishum Devar Mishabin Adamino. No. We did that already. Mantano, the holy Mantano, this is in the narrow lines, four lines up. At the end of the line. Mantano Hod Tanya. Who's the Tana of the following grace? The Varma Mutorum Vachirim Noga Ben Isr. Yetar Rishori Lino Igbehem Heter. Kedet Levatlon. So, something which intrinsically is mutter, but the minig of this place is to keep it as iser. So, how do you know that a person who's not from that place, who comes in, has a requirement to follow the minig hamokim and not undermine what they are doing in that city? You can't be knowing heter, which will come to me about all their minig, undermine their minig. Okay. So now the girsa, which the Bach puts in, which is the Ran. So who is that? It's Rabbi Gamliel. He. It's Rabbi Gamliel. The Tanya, because Gamliel says that even something which is not a netter, but it's only just a deeper ba'alma, that a person has to follow through and keep it, because it's going to come to undermine the dorm in general. Now the girsa Tanya Mil Omer Yofer Mishum Shnemer Leichel Devaroi. Then we say that Davar Acher Lo Yechel Devaroi Mikana Tamachacham Shenam Efer Nidrei Atzmai. So the words Mordechai Gamliel they put beforehand. So Gamliel said before, even though the neder was not chal because of the shibud, it's worthwhile to be mat, to be mefer, or to that you, because otherwise people will not take deeper seriously. So the same thing over here. So the more I hold that this idea is similar to the idea of Rabbi Gamliel's din in the Davar Acher. We're just quoting the Davar Acher of the Braisa, which that's not really relevant to our discussion. Which you see, at least there's another way to learn the pasuk, not like Rabbi Gamliel. Okay. Okay. Let's take a look at the Ran. So the Ran starts in the first wide line at the end of the line. Mishum shenemar lo yachel devaroi, simani Rabbi Gamliel hi. The Dorish devaroi loymer. Gamliel is the one who is willing to understand the words devaroi that feel immediate she'enu neder gomer. Eladibra ba'alma, because it's something which really, in Gamliel's case, we're talking about something which she cannot make a neder because she's meshubet to him. So there's no need to be made for Mikir Adin. The Silver Gamil says, so it's only a Dibur Ba'alma. It's still Lo Yachel Devaroi. Afil Ochi Lo Yachel. Your person has to keep it. Kadesh Lo Yinag Min Akalus Roish Min Adar Mikimurim. Because otherwise people will develop an attitude that you can be lenient to what you say, and eventually they're going to be Noi Kalus Roish in true full Nadarim. So we're going to take that idea and apply it to the scenario which we just said. Hachanami kim shenogu iser b'dvar mamutorim habal legabayu k'dvar masurim. Since people undertake to do something, even though it's not mikra din, so it becomes something which you have to protect and maintain. So I can't come in there and undermine that. Mikan hoya emer Rabbi Yehuda hakayin. Zal shim nog adam shalachol baser v'shalishtos yain bizman hamiyuchot. The person had a certain time where he was not eating meat and drink wine. B'shub writes alishtos yain alechol baser b'isas man atzorach heter. So a person cannot even though he never meant to make a netter out of it, but once a person has been noigad in a certain way, a person has to maintain that unless they're mat to the netter. There's a mission in the goyim. It's called the goyim adam roya chutz minigay atzmai. A person can, the kayan who paskins the halachas of tzaras, cannot paskin on his own tzaras. Rehuda Omer afler nigay krayvov. In the mission, Rehuda says not only his own, but that of his relatives as well. Kolandorim adam mater chutz minigay atzmai. Rabbi Meir says that he cannot be matter nidre ishtoi. The chacham cannot be matter nidre ishtoi. The Velt says, like homiletically, that we see everybody else's faults, we don't see our own faults. That's not pshat in the Mishnah. It's just to point out that's not what the Mishnah is saying. It's discussing a halachic status whether you're allowed to paskin your own salachas of tzaras or not, and it's not because you have negiyas, excuse the pun, because it's a fairish din that a chacham is allowed to paskin his own treifus. An animal can be worth thousands of dollars, and he's allowed to paskin his own treifus. And we're not choshed him that he's going to paskin incorrectly because of the money. We trust him if he says he feels that it's mutter. He more lends out this pasuk from this din from a pasuk. So it's not because of the geis; it's a halacha in the pasuk, and that's it. We've seen Yerushalmi another isha v'shama ba'ala b'lo hefer lo. Okay, so the husband wasn't mefer. Pshita shen mefer law linyan about. See, he loses his right as a baal to be mefer anymore because the time has passed. The mouse shiyafer law linyan hazake. So, but can he now be the chacham whose matter nidre ishtoi? So, and the more says the Yerushalmi continues. This is manan kaimin. What's the case that we're referring to? Even a dorm shebeinor leveinor nidre atzmahein, something which is directly relative to him, he cannot be matter because it's like being matter his own netter, which we know chacham cannot be matter his own netter. Elakinon, we must be talking about kinon kayamin ben dorm shebeinor leveinachem. We're forced to say we're talking about a case in the dorm which shebeinor leveinachem. So. Malav Rabbi Yehuda, isn't that Rabbi Yehuda there in the Mishnah? So Tanin and B'shem, Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah over there only said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Chiya, Tanallah B'shem Chachamim. But Rabbi Chiya, instead of saying it's Rabbi Yehuda, which means it's one opinion, which means everybody else disagrees, Rav Chiya rather had the version of the language of the Mishnah in Masechtas Nagoyim. The Chachamim say Aflo Nidre Ishtoi Shebein Ben Ola Ben Acher Pasuk Ramban Zal Kirab Yehuda Minatana Lod Rav Chiya B'Shem Chachamim Kesavti Mizeh Perakam B'Ziyat Nishma. So a Chacham cannot be Mater Nidre Ishtoi. Rishalmi So he's asking himself on the people of his city. He cannot be the chacham in the city. Cannot be matter the netter because it's relevant to him. So he cannot be matter the netter. Hanos b'neiri alai. Nishal lezak and sheyesham, but if he answered the hanoah of the city unto himself, so the chacham is not considered that he's relevant in the netter, that he cannot now be mahana this person. That's not something which is significant enough to him. That's called being matur nidri atzmai. Okay. So the Gemara. Boy mine Rabbi Miram Nachman. Tasha Shemito Lerabonon Ine Nefeshu Adoram Shebeno Lemeno. So under what umbrella does the heter go? Is it considered a act of eating nefesh, or it's something which is relevant between the two of them, and that's his power of being matir?
Why are they exclusive? I mean, he could have something that's bad for him, but it affects her.
Well,
I guess one includes the other. The secondary includes both.
Well, we had before that if it's the varmish and other menor, his hafora only removes the netter vis-a-vis him. If it's in the nefesh, his hafora removes the netter totally. So she says, I can't have an ostashish for any man in the world. So if it's in the nefesh, he's made for the netter totally. If it's been other Noah, he's only made for his part. So therefore, if she would not get divorced, she still has this netter vis-a-vis other men in the world. Whereas if it be Nefesh, the netter was removed totally.
I thought the question was, it can really be both. Right, so in that case, it would happen. In other words,
yeah, it could be both. But the point is it only one?
Right.
Is it only been other Noah, which means his power of four is limited? Or it's eating nefesh, and his power of ephora is more expansive. So this is Rav asked Rav Nachman. Amalei, so Rav Nachman said back to Rav, Tinitua, we learned it actually, it's a Mishnah. She's making herself usur to literally removed from any benefit from all Jews in regards to Tashmish. So Yafrik Elkoi, Umashamashtai. So the husband is Mefer Elkoi, and Matena Tula Mina Yehudim, and she's also another man. So even if she gets divorced, where now she doesn't have a problem with Ashish anymore, she can't have Hanoas Tashmish and any other man because she's also. We are neither in Nefesh, never in Nefesh Havi, but if it goes under the umbrella of in Nefesh, am I Tehena Tula Mina Yehudim? Why is she going to be us and other people? The hafara which he does is mouth of everybody. Shamino, the worm Shabino, the Mino Havian. So it's clear in the Mishnah that all this is not in Nefesh. It's the worm Shabino, the Mino. That's why she's us to other people. So Morris says, the Rabbanon Tiboy Lacha. So that. That Mishnah over there is Rabbi Yossi. So we already have that Rabbi Yossi learns in our Mishnah the case of the Tachavim see as in a nefesh, he sees it as Ben other Minah. So maybe Tashish Namita also, Rabbi Yossi holds it's only Ben other Minah. But according to Rabbanon, who say Shalah Echol, Shalah Farkes, Shalah Efkais, are in a nefesh. Kishud is in a nefesh, so Tashmish is also in a nefesh, according to Rabbanan. Mishum, the Natul Anim in Yehudim, Rabbi Yossi Ketani Lo. That Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. How do I know? The Omer Rav Huna, Kulei Pirkin is Rabbi Yossi. Once we present in the first Mishnah, the Chachamim, and then we present to Rabbi Yossi, all of the subsequent Mishnayas are a continuation of Rabbi Yossi talking. So, according to Rabbi Yossi, I understand that all of this is better than I know. My shaila is, according to the Rabbanon, is it in an effort or not? Okay. So the Mor says, "Mimai, how do Rav Huna know that the rest of the Mishnah, the Sama Mishnayos in the Mishnah, this parak, are Rabbi Yossi?" The Kima, the Tana Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Ein Elo Nidrei Nefesh. Lama Sulamisni, Hereza Yafra, Diva Rabbi Yossi. Shamino, Mikan Ve'elich, Rabbi Yossi. So the Mishnah said, what are in your nefesh? The case of the payers, etc. There is a yoffer, Dima Rabbi Yossi. So, I mean, we have Rabbi Yossi's talking and says, that's in your nefesh, what is in your nefesh? And there is a yoffer, Dima Rabbi Yossi. So, what, obviously, it's Rabbi Yossi talking, explaining what he holds is in your nefesh. So, Dima Rabbi Yossi, so Rahuna says that point is now to tell us that from now on, everything else in the parak is Dima Rabbi Yossi. But that doesn't mean that we pass on Rabbi Yossi. Therefore, I have a question according to the Rabbanon: what is the status of Anos Tashmish? Is it Ini Nefesh or not? Okay, Zokhtaran. Four lines from the bottom and Payal from the base. If it's in a nefesh, the hafara works to remove the netter totally, even vis-a-vis other people. And his hafara only removes the netter vis-a-vis himself. Okay. Okay. The Tulanim and Yehudim Shasra Hanos Tashmisham Aleha. She answers that she cannot benefit from the Nos Tashmish from other people, other from members of Klai, so all men. So the Mishnah says that he's Yafra Kalkai and she's Natulim and Yehudim. If it's in an Ephesh, Amaitain Natulim and Yehudim. Dim Isa the Tashmish in an Ephesh Havi. Therefore, will work everybody with inu nefesh. Apparently, it's not inu nefesh; it's only been other men. That's why it's only his afar only works for him, and she's also to other men. Okay, the Mor says, yeah, because that's Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbanan Tibor Lachot Mishum the Tula Mina Yehuda Rabbi Yossi Ktani Lo. The Mishnah is that Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. Well, the day according to Rabbi Yossi, Vada Loi Havi in a Nefesh. The Tanya Rabbi Yossi, like we know, we said in the Brisa before, according to Rabbi Yossi, Shlomo Tamash Vitasi is Yafir Mishum Dvar Mishmin Elamino. But our Shiloh is according to the Rabbanan. And Kula Pirkin is Rabbi Yossi. Kulastami, the high pirka, Rabbi Yossi Ktani Lo. How do I know? The king of the Ktani Rabbi Yossi Omer Ein Elo Nidrin and Nefesh. So Rabbi Yossi is talking, and then Miu Gufei Omer. So what are yes in Nefesh? Omer Elo Nidrin and Nefesh. Lama Le Mister Su. Why does it have to say at the end of that phrase? Raise a yarfet, Rabbi Yossi. Must be Allah Hashmina the Kulei Pirka and Rabbi Yossi. It's all Rabbi Yossi talking. Vekata Rabbanan the Bor Lecha the Dilma Tashmish Ini Nefeshu Umei for Ben Laatu Ben Lachem. Instead of Karn Rabbanan, we don't know. The proof you have from the Mishnah is in Rabbi Yossi. And I meant to ask according to the Rabbanan. Linyan Alacha. I came in the Bayan Lo if Avshita. We have not answered the Shiloh. The board does not bring any proofs according to the Bonnet. Atina Lechumra, we have to be Machmer. His power before is limited to himself. Okay. Vika Mandomer, Zataran, however, there are those who argue that he, the Lord Apshita Hacha, even though it has not been proven over here, Avshita Le, remember the Shmuel. We do have a right to the Shiloh from something that Shmuel said. Remember something that he says in the next piece. Oh, Hanos plenty a lie is Mayford. She says Hanos plenty a lie. So she's asking the Hanlo pointing on her. So the Baal can be Mefer, he's not being Mefer because of the Red Armisha Ben Elo Ben Lo. It must be he's being Mefer because of under the umbrella of Inu Nefesh. So we see that the Baal can be Mefer the Hanoah of somebody else upon her because of Inu Nefesh. So the Ran, so that's what some people argue. Vimaha lo irya. If that's your source, that's not significant. He kamer Mefer the worm. When that which Shmuel said that he can be Mefer, it wasn't talking specifically about Tashmish Amita. It's talking about anything which would be Iri Nefesh. What about if she made it vis-a-vis somebody else? The Vorm, she ate by Iri Nefesh Kamar. But he didn't say, Shmuel did not specify Tashmish, and we could argue that Tashmish is not called Inu Nefesh. And what Shmuel was referring to was whatever is a bona fide Inu Nefesh, the Baal can be made for because of Inu Nefesh, even though it's not been other men.
Didn't we have from Yaakov and Lavan that it's an you know the Tashmish
in Tanas Benoit's side?
Yeah.
So it's a good question. Let's expand the question because we one of these surim in Yom Kippur is Tashmish Amita. And the Rambam Zal from Tanas Ben Oisai that we see that Tashamita is considered Inui. And that's how we know it. So Rishonim says over there at the Smachta Baum. So the it's not a deraisa. The Isra Tashamita is the Rabbana. So the Shaila is okay. So what's in that Gemara itself? Why is it only the Rabbana? Why isn't it the Raisa? So we have to understand that the act of the husband refusing the wife, that goes under the act of being ma'ana, whatever that means. Is that called Inu Nefesh? Apparently that we're understanding it means
that's also the Inu, like we were talking about earlier, you know, there's a difference between, you know, that's it's, you know, something that is, you know, nicker that, you know, that day versus a longer term thing.
Right.
So if you're talking about a one day type of thing, I mean, but if you're talking about like forever.
Right, unless you say there's a difference between Lashon of Inu Nefesh, La'anes Nefesh, and Lashon of Ta'aneh, so when they say that there's a difference between Inu Nefesh.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
What?
I'm suggesting the difference between Inui and Inui Nefesh. Okay.
What?
Amar Shmuel Mishmei de Levi. Something more. Kol Nadorim Baal Mefer Liishtoi Chulutz Min Hanosi Alploini Shena Mefer. The husband, the woman says, I'm asking my hand on so and so. So that's not Inu Nefesh for the woman. Avados Ploini Alai Mefer. Because it's affecting her. Zok the Gemara Tanan Paris Medina Zualai Yabulam Medina Keris. So since there are other sources available, it's not called Inu Nefesh and it can't be Mefer. So even though she can't have benefit from that individual, but there are other people in the world that she could have benefit from, so that should not be called Inu Nefesh. So why by Hanoah's Ploini Alai can he be Mefer? Okay. So Amar Rabbi Yosef, the Ka'amra Shetavi. Okay, so she says, I'm not going to have Hanoa from the Paris of Medina Zoo. That you, my husband, bring. But if she said she's not going to have Hanoa from Paris of Medina Zoo, Medina Zoo, if anybody brings that, thereby totally shutting out that option, it would be called eating nefesh, and it can be made for. Correct. But she's saying Paris of that Medina, if brought by this individual, so that's not called eating nefesh. The Paris Medina Zoo general is eating nefesh. So similarly, if you're shutting out something totally, it's called inin nefesh. So hamnos pointy would be called inin nefesh. Toshma, Mishnah continues, says Paris Kabani Zeh Alai Ainul Yachal Lahafer. So if it's from a specific individual, it's not called inin nefesh. So the same thing over here. More answers, no. Hachanami the ka umra shatavi ato. She says she's not shutting out that storekeeper totally. She's saying if it's her husband, if you bring pairs to that store, I won't benefit from it. So that's a very limited isser on her part, and therefore that's not called inin nefesh. But if she would shut out that chadvani totally, it would be called inin nefesh. The same thing over here. The Morris says no. The Mishnah continues, says in lohayis apranasasa elamim menu. Hareza yofer. If the only person which extends credit to the husband is that store, she's answering that store. So then this is significant to her, and the husband can be made for it. Now, but Yamrit the Ka'omra Shatavi Yatah, my offer, if she's not shutting out that Kanvani totally, which is why we're saying in the ratio you can't be made for, is because she only, it's also if the husband brings it, but she could benefit from the Kanvani if other people bring it. So then why in the Seifa would that be called inin nefesh? She still has an option how to get from that chadvani. Elamin a Seifa deloy maisi bao havi reisha deko maisi he. So one second. So we see that it doesn't mean limited only from the husband. It means that she can't get benefit from this chenvani in any way, because that's the only case where, if it's only perasatsu mimenu, the baal can be mefer. Therefore, we see in the ratio that were it not for this extra layer that he cannot be mefer, even though she's shutting out that individual totally. So Shmuel is would be a kasha on Shmuel.
She's shutting out the individual who's selling it, or she's shutting it. Does this fellow have? He has to bring it. Someone else can bring it. There's a couple things here.
Correct. Let's go back a second. So Shmuel said, if she shuts out one individual totally, that's not called an inin nefesh, because she has other people she can benefit from.
Okay.
So Morris is challenging that from the Mishnah. Mishnah says she's shutting out one chevani that he cannot be that he could be made for. I'm sorry. I said that wrong. Shmuel said if she's shutting out one individual totally, he could be made for, because for that one individual she shut out totally, that's called an inin nefesh. We're bringing a right from the Mishnah that that's not so, because we see she's shutting out this kadvani totally, and you cannot be made for it. So Mura answers and says, no, no, no. The case in the Mishnah wasn't really Shmuel is right. If you shut out one individual totally, that's Ini Nefesh, and you can be Mefer. The Mishnah says you cannot be Mefer because she did not shut out that individual totally. She shut out that individual only if the husband brings it. So since she can still benefit from that individual if other people bring it, so that person not shut out totally, so therefore it's not in her nefesh, which would mean that Shmuel is right. If she shut out that individual totally, it is called in her nefesh, and he can be made for it. So Shmuel is good. The Mura says, no. One second. But the Mishnah continues and says that in that scenario, which we said you cannot be made for, if this is the only store which extends credit to the husband, then the husband could be Mefer, because there'll be times where he doesn't have money, he's going to need credit, and since she cannot benefit from this individual, she won't have what to eat. So therefore there's a potential in your nefesh over here, and the husband can be Mefer. That's the mission. So the Gemara, one second, let's talk this through. If we just said that she did not shut out that chevoni totally, and that's the case of the mission. The case of the mission was, which in the ratio he cannot be made for, is that she shut out that individual, that store, only if her husband brings it. But she's allowing herself to benefit from that store if somebody else brings it. So why, if we change the, we add the fact this is the only credit extending store, can you be made for? She still has an option of getting from that store, not through her husband. So why is it in effort? So we're forced to say the case was that it wasn't that she's only said the husband. She meant getting from that store any which way. And that's why in the safer you can be made for. And the ratio you see that were not for the credit issue, he cannot be made for, even though one store is shut out totally. He cannot be made for, so Shmuel is wrong. That's the Morris cash. Right. So that's the more is at right now. The more says, I'm going to save it to my seatbelt. The save it has to be that it wasn't only limiting coming through the husband, and that's why when you throw in the extra point of credit, he's the only store which extends credit. You can pay for, which means were it not for that, the husband cannot be made for, even though this kavanah is shut out totally. This means even if she goes to the store herself, she cannot benefit from it. So the Reisha, the Komaisi he, which means she, even if she went to the store, she can't benefit. And still, the Baal can't be made for. It's a Kasha and Shmuel. That's the more standard right now. We have a Kasha and Shmuel. Let's hold the Teretz for tomorrow.